Vice President John Dramani Mahama has called on volunteers and coordinators of the guinea worm eradication program to be extra vigilant in ensuring that the disease does not resurface as the country enters the final phase of the eradication of the disease. He asked the volunteers and the people to intensify their surveillance, report and suspected cases, and ensure that new cases are not brought into the country. Vice President Mahama made the call at a Deba Adiari in the Savlugu Nanton district of the Northern Region. The Deba formed part of activities to mark the end of the eradication of the disease in Ghana. We bring you a news desk report.
A middle-aged woman, Madame Mazara Zakaria, was presented to participants at the Deba as the person with the last case of guinea worm in the country. The area has been known as the last endemic area of guinea worm infestation in the country, and for that matter, the whole country has not recorded any cases of the disease for the past 13 months. Vice President Mahama said guinea worm is not only a health problem, but an economic one as well, and observed that during the height of the guinea worm epidemic, almost half of the population of some communities were affected by the disease, making them unproductive. He commended the volunteers, coordinators and the country development partners for their assistance in helping to rid the country of guinea worm. The chief director of the Ministry of Health, Dr. Sylvester Anemana, said the guinea worm eradication program is due to the collaboration between the communities and the ministry. He said as the country moves into the final phase of eradication of the disease, which is the surveillance period, there is the need to maintain and intensify the collaboration of stakeholders. The regent of DRA, Abubakari Abdullahi, appealed to government to provide potable water to prevent a relapse of the people into old habits that brought about the disease. He also appealed for the creation of a separate constituency for the DRA community, which he said is lagging behind in development. Earlier, the Vice President Mahama inspected the Tamale Water Extension Project at Savlugu, which forms part of efforts to provide potable water to the people.
A news desk report.